Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Enough as You Are by Scott Stabile. Read by Scott Stabile. Dedication for Goran, my all-time favorite. Author's note. I'm really excited you've chosen this book. I'm confident that as you make your way through it, you will feel understood, embraced, respected, and seen. Maybe not in every section, but often enough to keep you listening. My hope is that you will also feel worthy, loved, and enough as you are. That is my hope for us all. A friend once referred to me as a love activist, and that's a title I happily own. I don't see myself as an expert in anything, but I am pretty damn good at loving myself, which naturally translates into good love for others too. I believe love to be our most powerful force for real, lasting healing, and that a dedication to self-love is the most important commitment we can make for ourselves and our world. This book is an expression of my belief in the potential within each of us to recognize our imperfect humanity and decide, no matter what, to accept and love ourselves still. That sounds good, doesn't it? It is possible. Throughout this book, I reflect on ways to build up our self-acceptance and self-love, because our relationship to ourselves, more than anything else, informs how we show up in the world, what we think, what we say, and what we do. Our relationship to ourselves serves as the foundation for more or less meaning, connection, and joy in our lives. Let's aim for more of all these things, because why wouldn't we? I've separated this book into three parts: you, me, and us. In the you section, there's a good deal of cheerleading. Like, hey, you're worthy and you can do it, and you're some kind of warrior, you'd never have gotten this far. In here, I have fun with the promise of the book's title, that you are, without question, enough as you are. You'll want to stay in this section if you need a little lift, a pep talk, a reminder that you're not just human, but divine. That the energy that created the mountains and stars is the same energy flowing through you, right now and always. And that's a very good thing. In the me section, there's a bit more self-reflection and personal responsibility. I write about some of the more challenging aspects of being human. Like, among other things, being an envious monster, a sensitive neurotic, and a sometimes asshole. Well, and a profoundly loving man, of course, who recognizes his power whenever he chooses kindness, empathy, and compassion. You'll want to chill in this section when you need to be reminded that everything about you is human and okay. And yes, I'm referring to those uncomfortable, nasty bits too. Hear this, please. Nothing within you lives outside the bounds of love. Seriously, nada. And that too is a very good thing. The us section often feels like a call to action. Like, come on, y'all, let's be brave and vulnerable and own our shit and make this world a better place for us all. It's kind of a blend of the you and me sections, personal and collective responsibility, with some hearty cheerleading. You'll want to camp in this section when it's time to remember how powerful we are in pairs, teams, or as a community, to awaken this world with honesty and love and transform our reality because of it. Truly, there are no limits to the power of people united in love. In my last book, Big Love, I focused on past experiences and the lessons I gleaned from them in order to guide us into more love-centered choices right now. This book, however, lives in the present, in the understanding that it's what we do from this moment on that matters the most, no matter what we've done or what's been done to us up until this point. Really take that in for a second. It's what you do from this moment on that matters the most. What a liberating truth. And it will forever be the case because we continue to be given new moments each second of every day. Since there's always a new now, it's never too late to strengthen the relationship you have with yourself, to accept the whole of you, even what you see as your unlikable parts, and to grow more in love with yourself all the time. For real. Self-love is a skill. And as with all skills, the more you practice at it, the better you become. It's the only possibility. By deepening your love for yourself, you naturally deepen the love you have for others as well, and for our planet. With love as a guiding force, all is possible, all the time. Yet another very good thing. I'll leave you here, dear listener, with sincere hope that this book encourages you to commit to loving yourself, no matter what. And in so doing, may you never forget your radiant humanity and transcendent divinity. Remember, always, you are whole, beautiful, wild, strong, gifted, worthy, sacred, loved, and enough as you are. Thank you for being here. Section 1. You. Either all the people who love you are totally misguided, or you're extremely lovable. Every ounce of energy you put into being someone you are not takes away from the indescribable joy that comes with being yourself. When you're brave enough to live in your truth, quirks, insecurities, fears, and all, you carve out paths for others to do so as well. You inspire in them the same commitment to a life without falseness, a deep desire for something real. You are everything you need to be, and what a gift you give our world by being yourself. Do not limit yourself because of past realities. Who you are right now is someone you have never been before, with more experience and insight than you've ever had. Be willing to believe in yourself. Be willing to trust yourself. You can manifest life-changing wonders when you believe in your ability to create them. How others see you doesn't represent the truth of who you are, but only their perception of you, nothing more. And that will always be beyond your control. So don't own what others think of you. That's for them to own. Your job, should you choose it, is to work at loving yourself and accepting yourself as much as you are able. That includes your crooked smile and atypical fashion sense and bizarre family history and even your penchant for garden gnomes. Look, you like what you like. There will only ever be one you. Just one in all of eternity. Whatever it is that makes you, you, can be something to celebrate, if you let it, instead of something to feel ashamed of or less than on account of. You are beautiful and enough, just as you are. Really, just as you are. Every single thing within you is worthy of love. Even better, you have the power to love every single thing within you. Invite it all into your heart. Welcome it all home. And let your love make friends with the whole of you. Not one thing you have done in your entire life lives outside the bounds of forgiveness. It's time to forgive yourself for everything, all of it. You never know when you'll be the person who ignites an awakening in someone else. That's why it's so important to weave kindness and love into our interactions as often as possible. It may be in the advice you give your dearest friend, or the unfiltered smile you offer to some stranger at the store. It may be your willingness to stop whatever it is you're doing, to listen, or the way in which you allow your eyes to rest on another without judgment. You can't predict when you will be the catalyst for something wonderful to light up another human being, but there will be many such moments when your love and compassion are just what someone needs to feel understood and okay and inspired, to feel seen. Don't forget to surrender to the moments of joy that present themselves. Immerse yourself in every wave of bliss that dares to swallow you. Soften. Sink. Let yourself go. Just show up as you are. You don't have to look or feel great. You don't have to be prepared for every challenge or know all the hows of each situation. You don't have to be fearless, have all the answers, or be 100% ready. Nobody is any of these things. Nobody ever was. It's not about being perfect at all. You just have to show up as you are. Despite all the objections and insecurities of your mind, despite each and every fear that threatens to hold you back, despite the limitations and criticisms others will place on you, to hell with all that. This is your life, your journey, your adventure, and all it's asking of you is to show up for it, as you are. That's enough. That's more than enough. That's everything. The norm is no place for a beautiful freak like you. Stare at the trees, smell the trees, touch the trees, and listen, yes, listen, with your whole body and soul to the trees. Get close to the trees and closer still, and become the most tree-like human you can be. It's okay to numb yourself with food or booze, drugs or sex, shopping or the internet, or all of them in the same hour, because this reality is hard as hell to live in, with, and through. And when you're done numbing, let yourself feel again, because deeper than that need to numb your life is the need to feel your life. Try not to cling to stories about yourself that are no longer true, or to ones that never were in the first place. Some people will judge you, no matter what you do, whether you choose to live in the box of societal conditioning or in the freest expression of your authenticity, you will be judged. Knowing this, why continue to choose the box? If people are going to judge you anyway, let them judge you for your truth. Let the violence and pain in our world root you even more deeply in your commitment to be kinder and love harder, no matter the person or circumstance. Your great ability to love has everything to do with creating a more peaceful reality on our planet. Your love matters. It makes a critical difference. It helps us all. And then there was that time you sucked down your fear, breathed into it, faced it with a courage that could move mountains, and you stepped right into the truth, the situation, the experience that moments and forever before had crippled and controlled you, and had you believing you could never rise up to meet it. But you did, because you could, and you will again, because you can. Yes, you can. Quit putting off the conversations you know you need to have. Say what you need to say, with as much honesty, clarity, and love as possible. And really listen in return, with empathy and compassion. Yes, it's scary to speak the fullness of your truth, and hard to hear the whole truth of another. But there's no real way to move a relationship forward without the courage to express yourself honestly. And yes, forward may mean going your separate ways. If that's where an honest conversation leads, then it can only be good for both of you. Don't waste your time explaining yourself to those determined to misunderstand you. There's nothing to fix about you, only things to remember. Some people will not jibe with who you are and what you have to say. Some will misunderstand you, while others may understand you perfectly well and simply not like you, for whatever reason. All of this has nothing to do with you. Not really. You can't control how others respond to you. Try not to limit yourself, your authentic expression, out of fear of being judged or criticized or made fun of, We are judged, criticized, and made fun of by some no matter how we choose to show up. That's one of the less fun parts of being human. And yes, it's true that if you keep quiet, blend in, or hide yourself, you won't attract as much attention or judgment from others. People are more comfortable with those who stay silent. But, and this is a big but, when you hide yourself behind your fears and live in a whisper when you were born to sing, you don't invite the same beautiful connections and possibilities that come with living your life out loud. Not fearless, but brave just the same. So committed to being yourself that you forget how to be anyone else. More than anything, free. What you behold as beautiful is a reflection of the beauty within you. You cannot see what you are not. To lose yourself in the radiance of a golden sunset is to find inside yourself a light no less luminous than any miraculous sky, no less incandescent than 1,000 blazing fires. There is room for you in this world, for your creativity, opinions, and desires, for your sadness, laughter, and fears. There is room for everything you have to offer. Really, every single thing. You can't be too big, too brave, too outrageous. You can't give or express too much, feel or release too much. If you can learn to accept your whole self, it matters little whether others can. There is room for you here, an invitation to be the full realization of yourself, to leap into the beauty of your becoming, to let your entirety unfold. You are beautiful. You are worthy. You are enough. Feel it. Believe it. Declare it. There will always be room for you here. It's not the pain, but your ability to be with the pain that changes, that shifts over time. You grow larger than what debilitates, until the mighty boulder crushing your heart becomes a single stone resting upon your chest. The pain remains, real and even heavy at times, but no longer suffocating, no longer the only story. You have expanded too far, a universe all your own, to stay oppressed by its weight. Try loving that part of yourself that is unable to love all the parts of yourself. You get to a point when you just don't want to be pushed anymore, pushed to pretend you're okay with condescending behavior and disrespectful attitudes, pushed to ignore the determined yearnings of your clearest truth, pushed to engage in conversations and situations that in no way serve your peace or joy, pushed to act a bogus part and clap for those who are acting theirs. Push to be quiet and stay small, to exist rather than live. You get to a point when it's all too much, too exhausting, too false. Something must change. Then you realize the changes you crave have always been within your power to create. You realize no one has the might to push you into anything when you are unwilling to budge. You realize that you, more effectively than any outside influence, have been your biggest pusher all along. So you stop pushing and pretending and shrinking. You stop it all because you can, because you must. And you don't waste too much time regretting that you didn't do it sooner. You're suddenly much too busy living your free and vital life for such silly regrets. I see you. I see your strength and courage, your hesitations and fears. I see the way you love others and your struggle to love yourself. I see how hard you work to grow and your dedication to heal. I see your vulnerable humanity and your transcendent divinity. You are beautiful, my friend, and so very worthy, just as you are. I see you, and I love what I see. Become so wild, the world gives up on trying to tame you. Not everyone will be able to handle your truth. Some will condemn you, and that's okay. People fear what they don't understand. But there's a sweet flip side, a balance. Some will be so inspired by your courage, by your willingness to be yourself, that they'll begin to open up to a truth inside themselves they didn't know was there, or did know, but were too scared to acknowledge. They will start to dance into their freedom, groove into all that makes them unique. And you will have been the spark to their light, because you were strong enough, brave enough to ignite your own. Your happiness is reason enough to be yourself. But if you need another, think of the others. Think of our world of followers needing someone to lead, needing to lead themselves home. Don't make any big decisions when you're feeling angry, misunderstood, or resentful. Allow yourself to process, to return to some version of peace, and then decide what you need to do from there. Change, or don't. Either way, be willing to love yourself. You can't paint your self-portrait with someone else's hand. If you had been ready to leave that unhealthy relationship sooner, you would have. The same goes for that miserable job, or the spiritual community that stopped feeling like home, or the addictive habit you couldn't quite kick. You weren't ready to walk away until you walked away. Why continue to beat yourself up for not having done it sooner? Sooner couldn't have been the right time, or you would have moved on then. There's no point in abusing yourself for having stayed in a difficult situation much longer than you would have preferred. What's done is done. You move forward when you're ready. And when you're ready and move forward, it can't be too late. It can only be the right time. Find people who can handle your darkest truths, who don't change the subject when you share your pain or try to make you feel bad for feeling bad. Find people who understand we all struggle, some of us more than others, and that there's no weakness in admitting it. In fact, few things take as much strength. Find people who want to be real, however that looks and feels, and who want you to be real too. Find people who get that life is hard, and who get that life is also beautiful, and who aren't afraid to honor both of those realities. Find people who help you feel more at home in your heart, mind, and body, and who take joy in your joy. Find people who love you, for real, and who accept you, for real, just as you are. They're out there, these people. Your chosen family is waiting for you. Don't stop searching until you find them. Your truth is in no way rooted in the opinions of others, so don't let the opinions of others uproot you from your truth. Stand strong in who you are, free and undeniable, and let the singular light you cast be colored with authenticity. Not everything is about you. In fact, most things aren't. What a relief, right? There are any number of reasons why a person may not be making time for you, but they all fall under the umbrella of them not making time for you. If that's making you sad or frustrated, maybe it's time to acknowledge you're continuing to hope for or expect something that isn't happening and may never happen. Maybe it's best to put your energy somewhere else. At the very least, into people who reciprocate your level of interest and not only get excited by the prospect of hanging out with you, but actually make the time to do it. When you live authentically, you will not always meet the expectations of others. That's okay. Let them come to expect someone different, someone unbound. Let them come to expect your fierce commitment to being real. Let them come to expect your inability to compromise yourself for the benefit of those who are more comfortable when you stay quiet and play small. You don't need to change yourself to meet the world's expectations. The world will figure out a way to accept and love you as you are, or not. Either way, you're free. There are so many people to love in our world. Still, begin with yourself. Maybe all that discomfort is just wall after wall breaking down. Years and a lifetime of conditioning that can no longer stand alongside your authentic expression. So the walls crumble, and it hurts, and it's necessary. Every path to freedom travels through so much pain, though it's always worth it as you discover your courage, keep taking steps forward, and eventually remember what it feels like to be free. There's a time to compromise and a time to say no more. Doing either from an honest place feels exactly the same, like freedom. I'm a fan of stillness, of deep breaths, of sinking into the silence of things. But sometimes you have to make noise for your life. You have to get fired up, stomp around, and let spirit know you're here and amped and ready to do whatever it takes to heal and grow. You have to show up in your story. Be present, willing, and committed. Active, feisty, and intentional. Let life know you're ready to create change and to love yourself like never before. And nothing will keep you from realizing your most beautiful life. And then meditate some, because, well, balance is key. Be a spot of color in other people's gray. Let them judge you. Let them misunderstand you. Let them gossip about you. Their opinions aren't your problem. You stay kind, committed to love, and free in your authenticity. No matter what they do or say, don't you dare doubt your worth or the beauty of your truth. Just keep on shining like you do. Don't cage others because you're afraid to fly. You are not obligated to give energy to self-abusive thoughts. The moment you become aware of them, do your best to focus your mind on something else, like your favorite sweater, or a pretty tree, or that chubby squirrel that keeps hiding nuts in your yard. If thinking about yourself makes you feel like crap, then stop thinking about yourself for now. There's a world of beauty and weirdness to consider without needing to beat yourself up. You can return to thoughts about yourself when you've got nicer things to think. Maybe start with some general niceties, like the fact that you're a kind person most of the time, a good friend to your loved ones, and if you're honest, pretty funny in your own way. You get to choose where your energy goes, so give energy to thoughts like these. Starve self-hatred and it dies. Feed it and it thrives. The same goes for self-love. Feed it. Let it grow and expand and thrive. Commit to raising your self-love the way you would your precious child. Tend to it with utter devotion, and decide there's not one thing more important to you in the entire world. Let self-love, not self-abuse, be your obligation, and see how every single thing in your life begins to change. Forgive the minds of the world. They will never be able to grasp your beauty. You've been designed to thrill the hearts. Of course, change is hard. It has to be. It carries with it, every single time, the potential to elevate, even revolutionize your life in ways you can never truly realize until you're already transformed, safely on the other side of your resistance and fear. Change is hard, yes, but it's rarely as difficult as not doing anything when you know in your bones you need to make a change. There will never be a single reason to give up on yourself, so don't even think about it. First, tell yourself the truth. Start there. Be willing to love yourself no matter what you discover, and then see what unfolds. It's 100% okay not to have a clue what you want to do with your life. There's so much pressure to find your passion and know your destiny.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?